This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Interesting enough, Jerry. you didn't bring up maybe the most attended sports.
Oh, the game at Ohio Stadium.
The sporting event this week. Yeah, the Blue Jackets had the Stadium Series game against Red Wings. 95,000 people showed up at Columbus,
People do care.
And Columbus has won like four in a row right now, and they're ahead of the Rangers and the Islanders in the playoffs right now.
And you did see the numbers for that Four Nations Championship with almost 10 million viewers?
Yeah. Killed it.
It was pretty good.
And almost killed their players.
95,000. How do you even see the game if you're in the upper deck?
Yeah, you don't.
It's a party. Get drunk. It is a party is what it is.
Well, it was definitely a party.
Stop saying that they're not watching. They're watching the game. Come on, Jay. Columbus is a hockey hotbed.
Yeah, I'm sure they're watching it on the screen. My point is...
You can't see the game.
It's got to just be such a... It's a small ice rink in a gigantic stadium.
I know. I went to the first one between Pittsburgh and Buffalo up there in Buffalo. And it was packed. It was like 80,000 people that day. And I'll never forget, Pittsburgh came out with their light blue uniforms.
That's right. The baby blue.
That's right.
So, yeah. Snowing.
It was a beautiful day.
Going to overtime.
Beautiful day for exactly what they wanted.
Didn't they do that in Los Angeles, too, where they were actually able to keep the ice frozen? Didn't the Kings have a game at Dodger Stadium?
I do believe so. I don't know if it was... that's a good question. Not sure.
All right.
Memorable.
What's this?
It was memorable. That was a real memorable outdoor game.
I feel like I remember it, but maybe not. Here was JT Miller. He scored.
Well, I thought we had a good start, played a good first period. You know, I feel like after we made it 3-0, we were pretty sloppy. But Cookie was unbelievable. Kept that game a lot closer than it maybe could have been.
No, that's probably true. Yes, the Kings and Ducks, 2014 at Dodger Stadium.
Wow.
11
years ago. A long time ago. Jeez.
Yeah, I would have thought a little more recent.
It's before Rob Conrad almost drowned.
Shut up. I did not report that as just happening. They were recalling
the
story.
That's when George Karl was coaching the Kings.
I can't tell you guys. we're finished. No more creativity.
Jerry, stop doing that. You're going.
Here's Jonathan Quick.
What is it about 800th
game?
What? What is it about that seat?
Yeah, people get very.
They immediately go into that like negativity aspect.
No, it's called self-defense mode.
Yeah,
that's all. If you want to trade one day, I would be. That would be phenomenal.
That's not my thing.
Clearly.
That's your thing.
I did it
one time. That was not good at it, and I've never done it again.
Because you only did it one time.
Yeah, but still.
Anything one time is not good.
True. But, I mean, I thought there would be like a little more natural ability to do it, and I didn't.
You'd be surprised. Not that hard.
Yeah.
That's like Eddie always talks about. Like, he could never do a show. Hey, the first time, probably not. Probably be a disaster. Give him some time. He'd be fine. It would be. Have you heard some talk shows?
No, I know, but where are we doing it? Al could do it. Al never says he could do it. He could definitely do it. If he found a way to like deal with the callers, he could do it. Eddie,
well,
I don't
he did
know.
Deal with the callers the one morning. Went right to the callers when CeeLo walked out. He couldn't have given the phone number fast enough.
There's something between you and CeeLo, Al, because you know you fought with him when you were doing the warm up show, and then last week he outed you having your fundraiser down.
Yeah,
Bradley
maybe
Beach.
That was him getting back at you.
Maybe. No, he's not that smart. That would be way.
He's not that devious.
No. That would be like some crazy next level getting back type stuff. That's like some Howie Mandel.
I wish I would have saw his reaction to
this. I mean, no, he was devastated. CeeLo was devastated that he did that to Al. He felt really bad. There's no way.
So really it just kind of slipped out.
Yeah.
He even texted me later on in the day.
Yeah, that's how upset he was.
He has to be totally anxiety ridden.
Yeah, I like in all situations like that, like when I could tell somebody's being emotionally affected by things, I tend to go after them more, which is not a good thing, right? Maybe it's a good thing as a talk show host, but it's not really a good thing in life. And I started doing it with my 7-year-old daughter, actually, because she, our dog, the second dog we got, Cash, was just golden doodles, mm-hmm. was fluffy. And we didn't want him to get cut all the way down, but this groomer cut him all the way down. So he came back, and I was telling Sabrina they gave us the wrong dog back.
Oh, God.
And she was like, Dad, they did? I'm like, yeah. I was like, oh. She's like, I'm telling, that's him. I'm like looking at his ears. I'm like, oh, I'm not so sure.
It's
like,
terrible. Or mean, man. That is terrible.
But at the end, she laughed that it was hilarious, yeah. and that she started pretending. You know, like she learned how to bust balls. I'm teaching her a lesson.
Okay.
And she got a kick out of it.
Didn't make her cry.
No, if I really thought she was being upset, you know, it was just like it was just fun to do, and it reminded me of like when Peter Schwartz sits over there, it's sort of the same type of thing. That I was doing. Stop that.
The Devils lost in Vegas 2-0, but more than that, they lost Jack Hughes with what looks like a shoulder injury and looks significant. Here was their head coach, Sheldon Keefe.
Real hard to see him go down. No update. He's going to have to be evaluated. Obviously, it didn't look good, and we're going to have to take our time to know the full extent.
It looked awful, especially that he was laid out on the ice.
I'll tell you what, he's lucky that he didn't hit it like head on, you know, that he was able to turn his head and turn to the side and take it with the shoulder.
Yeah, scary Oof. Stuff. Was it Eichel that got him?
I couldn't tell.
Not good. That's what we do know. And then in golf, Joe Highsmith wins the Cognizant Classic in Palm Beach Gardens. Time now for what we call Moment of the Day. And earlier, Boomer was asking Al about the talks he has given, specifically to college students. And then CBS Sports Network would show some footage of Al in action. And also, well, me and Eddie.
When you open your speech, you say, look, I just want you to know that I'm a boring guy and I'm going to give you a boring speech, but pay attention because there's going to be a lot of good nuggets in there?
No, I do not give any expectations, good or bad, to start. I just ride into it.
Okay.
We had the one day, me and you were there. I forget where that was.
Yeah, but you were like a sidecar.
A sidecar?
I mean, like, yeah, it's like you were there.
No,
support.
He spoke. Then I spoke.
Yeah, we were there as equals.
Yeah, but see, that doesn't count as him speaking because you're compared to him.
Oh, no, there he is right there speaking.
Look at that.
Moving around in that chair.
That was at Colonia, I believe. Right?
Yes, Colonia High School.
In that case, I was a sidecar with Eddie. We went to support him.
You did support him, okay. But in this case, you guys both spoke.
Yeah, it was a paid engagement. We both had our time to speak.
College students. I believe so, yeah.
Where was it?
I think it was at St. Elizabeth University over there by the Jets.
Why would they show us eating?
Is that a little there goes Eddie. Song? That's a corn dog here. Is it a salad there? Crunchy croutons.
Smile on his face when he was at that buffet. Was great.
I mean, that smirk he had with those tongs in his hand was just perfect. I do the same thing.
There you go. Moment of the day.
All right. Good stuff, Jerry. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you Wednesday.
See you Wednesday. Okay.